1. My uncle tells the story of being lost in the Honolulu airport, how he fished out a wandering airport employee and asked him if he knew where the Micronesian gate was. The man smirked through blue uniform. "You mean the monkey gate?" Blood rushing beneath his face, blank and unchanged, my uncle turned and jogged in the direction the man had pointed. Months later, my cousin told me the story and I sat stunned, wondering why would they call it that? 2. Alarms sound off. 3 o'clock in the morning, our bodies buzz from cramped beds, pull-out couches, and flowery futons. We rise, shove swap meat t-shirts, fresh tuna, macadamia chocolates, and extra cases of our lives into solid, trustworthy coolers, snap shut and bound with luminescent strands of tape. We pack everything into battered minivans and bucking SUVs, and as we sail along blank roads, we watch the landscape of apartment complexes that loom above dozing bars, blinking 7-Elevens and mini-marts. Wake her up. Our eyes flicker open to muttering cousins. The harsh lights of the Honolulu airport flood through milky translucence of the window. As we drain our belongings from slide and shut doors, we chatter away nerves, rumbling and rolling in our bellies. At the check-in gate, Kosrayan brothers argue over coolers that weigh too much. A Pohnpei suit urgently checks his watch while bony-kneed brown children run, leap across carts and piles of suitcases, coolers, boxes, guarded by graying Chukis and Marshallese women. Whole families crouch and recline on the linoleum floor. We slide our slippers off. We make ourselves comfortable, prop up ashy feet. The line to check in is long and bag check even longer. Saying goodbye are one-arm hugs and tears sweating slow off our skin. And we are sad to see each other leave. And we are happy to see each other leave. We thank the airport employees. We wave. And we thank them for handing us our tickets and carry-ons. And with upright backs, we smile, stroll past security. That gate is such a part of the Micronesian and Hawaii experience. Like, all of us know what that gate's all about. There's only one, you know, flight to all of Micronesia, basically, except for maybe Guam. And we all have that experience. You know, we ship fish to each other. There's just such a flow of goods coming in and out from that gate. So it's definitely a part of being Micronesian in Hawaii.